Well, the Democratic National Convention is over, but moments from the DNC live on in perpetuity online. There was Susan Sarandon's frown, that crying Bernie bro in the Robin Hood hat. And yeah, it was a Robin Hood hat, not Peter Pan. And then there was this from President Obama.
And then there's Donald Trump. Don't boo. Vote.
Don't boo, vote. Well, here with a take on how that moment and others resonated in social media is Femi Okeh. She hosts the stream on Al Jazeera English, and she's with us from Washington. Hi there.
Hi there, Meghna. It was an oldie but goodie. So back in 2008, the then Senator Obama used that don't boo, vote phrase, and it got a similar reaction. And then when he was re-campaigning again in 2012, back in Las Vegas in August, almost 4 years ago to the week he said it in the DNC this week, again, he used that phrase, don't boo, vote.
Yeah, so an oldie but goodie. But of course, yeah. The difference between, I guess, 08 and now is that we have 8 years of social media, development of social media. So what was the reaction online?
Well, it was the biggest DNC event online for Twitter up to that point in the DNC in Philly. And Google search, I just checked Google search, and they said there was a 190% spike in voter registration, how to vote in the U.S., that spiked by 190% after the president said, don't boo, vote.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so let's talk about another moment that got some considerable attention, especially on Twitter. This is from the moment where New Jersey Senator Cory Booker spoke about the importance of unity and love. And then he said this.
This is the understanding of love that's embodied in one of my favorite sayings. It's an African saying, and it says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together.
Now, Femi, some very sharp-eared folks really picked up on a particular part of that.
You could almost hear teeth being gritted across the internet. An African saying? Do you ever say a European saying? Or do you ever say a North American saying? So many countries in Africa. Twitter was not impressed.
Twitter was absolutely not impressed. I mean, so the online backlash inspired a piece in the magazine The Federalist about Democrats and identity politics, though. So what was
absolutely
the argument there?
Yeah, well, the breakdown was looking at the schisms that are in the Republican Party, but also the schisms that are in different groups amongst different groups in the Democratic Party, and how even though this was quite a contentious phrase, you know, if you'll go far if you go together, it absolutely is applicable to the Democratic Party right now, and the work that they may have to do between now and November if they're actually going to actually win the next election.
Yeah.
So besides the Africa is not a country perspective, the idea that actually if we need to go together as Democrats, that was the argument that the Federalist was making.
So last couple of seconds quickly, Femi. Mm. I mean, how important is it that right now the conversation that happens online is as important, perhaps if not more important, than the ones that people have in spaces like on the radio these days with these conventions?
I think it's critical right now. Can you not even hear in speeches? You can always guess. What is the line that they put in there for Twitter? What is the line they put in there for social media? You can even buy, as from today, don't boo, vote t-shirts. Huh. So the candidates know the power of social media, and they're playing to it big time.
Femi Okeh hosts the stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.